All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. In the last segment, we were talking to Warrior Expeditions, and one of the many things they do is to float the length of the Mississippi River on one of their expeditions for warriors returning from war. And now we're going to do a little something different. We're going to go off to Alaska and do 100 miles.
Let's do it.
Sounds insignificant compared to the length of the Mississippi River, but let me tell you what, in the wilds of Alaska, 100 miles could be quite wonderful.
Well, we're going to learn a little bit about it, and how about documenting it with a camera, with some cinematography, which is going to bring us back to the March 15th event that's upcoming here in Charlotte, the Fly Fishing Film Tour, which has 175 different showings across North America and six countries. It's going to be in Charlotte. And one of the featured films, it was an official selection of the Fly Fishing Film Tour 2018, is titled 100 Miles. And Don, it is exactly what you have done before and what you just spoke of, taking on Alaska 100 miles at a time. And in the opening credits of the description, fly fishing and adventure go together like pizza and beer. But I dare say in this 100 miles, there was neither pizza nor beer. But we're going to find out officially from Fly Out Travel. They're the ones responsible for the 100 miles film. Corey Luma, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having me.
Well, cool. Just to bring you up to speed, Bill, the beer only lasts 20 miles.
Oh, well, that's exactly what I wanted to get at first. Corey, how much pizza and how much beer, and if any, how long does it last?
Yeah, you know, this was a pretty no-frills trip. It was, you know, that was sort of one of the main themes of the film is, you know, we didn't get to bring steaks and a cooler full of beer and whatever we wanted. It was more about freeze-dried meals and a limited supply of some brown water.
Hey, that'll keep the spirits up.
It's more bang for the gallon.
Brown water.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
Tell us how this comes about. How namely, does a trip occur where you're willing to bite off 100 miles and you are using rafts on this fly fishing journey in Alaska, but then the next step of not just doing 100 miles, but taking it on as far as filming it and making it a movie. How does this group come about, and who makes up the group?
Yeah, well, I mean, the adventure starts just like most adventures start, looking at a map and dreaming a little bit and coming up with an idea. And this one certainly came up over several years. I've been looking at this particular area and this fishery. Alaska is a passion of mine, and so I've been to many, many different places there, but this particular river system stood out to me, and we finally decided to do it. We had the tools with the alpaca rafts, which, you know, are designed for lightweight travel, no frills travel, and of course I had a pretty good group of willing buddies that wanted to help me, and it just seemed like a good film idea, and that's a business that we're in as well. And so you know, we wanted to do a film that was lighthearted. It was attainable by other people. It wasn't, you know, some exotic thing. But, it, you know, mostly focused around fun, and we just went for it.
Now, what river was this on?
You know, like most passionate fly fishermen, we keep our secrets close to our heart, so we're not giving up river names or region for this.
Let me approach that in a different way. You did a fly out to get there, right?
Sure, yeah.
And what was the name of the lake you landed on?
I'm not talking geography.
Some of them just have numbers on them. What was the number of that lake?
You know, if you really wanted to find out, you can. I always do that.
A little more investigating reporting required on this. But tell us about the trip and the adventure. I mean, it always amazes me the dynamics of a group and how they change over a few days on a river.
You bet. Well, this is it. You know, the difference here is I've done many adventures with the guys that were on this trip. Lot of experience in the backcountry with them, at least a handful of them. So you know, lots of different skills came into it. It wasn't just fly fishing skills, you know, backcountry skills, decision-making skills. We had boatmen, you know, experienced whitewater kayakers. Thor Tingey, who's the president of Cal Pack Raft, the raft company, came with us. You know, and so there's a lot of experience there. And, you know, over the course of 100 miles on a remote river system, you know, there's some decision-making to be done depending on the weather and what lies ahead of you. So it wasn't just, you know, pro fishermen. It was friends who liked to get outdoors and enjoy a trip like that.
Hey, do you know the assignments before the trip begins? You know who's the best logistics guy? You know who's the best quartermaster? You know who's, hey, very important, the best cook? Is that kind of known, or does it just kind of happen because different situations call for different talents?
No, the group was put together with great intention. I mean, I basically put the group together, and it there's a lot of things that go into it, all those things you just mentioned, as well as how are they going to do in front of a camera, which is pretty important for the goal of producing a film. So, you know, that goes into it. You know, all the skills required to be in the backcountry for 9-10 days, that all goes into it as well.
Well, I used to do similar trips to this, and one of the most dangerous situations I was ever involved with involved a porcupine and a waterproof bag full of food. Any terrible things like that befall you?
You know, these rafts, you actually stick almost all your gear inside the tubes. So you don't, you know, there's no gear boat. It's just, they're two-man rafts, super light. They weigh, you know, 16 pounds. It's all the everything you're bringing basically goes inside the tubes while you're rafting. There's a zipper, waterproof zipper. And so we were doing a little bit of product testing on this trip. And so we did have some seepage at times, hitting rocks, low water, that sort of thing, but easy patches. You know, of course, we had all freeze-dried meals, so that stuff's even double. You know, it's in its own container. There's no way of it getting spoiled at all.
Hey, you've done a bunch of trips, a bunch of different types of trips. You've done plenty of movies and that sort of stuff. But what was the most fun of this trip, or maybe the funniest part of this trip that was or was not caught on camera?
Oh man. Yeah, I have a reel, a rated R reel that definitely didn't make it into the fly fishing film tour. You know,
was that the big fish break off, or was that somebody stole the toilet paper?
Camp antics. No, this is all camp antics. the guys held on to fish pretty well. I was actually missing that little spot where we lost a bunch of fish, and you know the rod breaks and the fit happened. We never really got that shot, but. You know, just being at camp and goofing around and talking about absurd things that, you know, and this group was just worked so well together. It was a hilarious trip from top to bottom, and you'll see that in the film. I mean, everyone just laughing throughout the whole trip. There's no serious, you know, nobody's taking themselves too serious. It was just all about having a great time. And so, you know, I think that was really the theme of this whole film, actually.
Well, camp conversations have a way of wandering into some dark areas sometimes, that's for sure.
Yeah, I guess you can use your imagination on what that might be, but yeah.
You're welcome to go to see the trailer, flyfilmtour.com. 100 Miles is the name of the movie. Corey Luma from Fly Out Travel, thank you so much for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors. We have tickets available to the Fly Fishing Film Tour Charlotte edition. It's at the Visualite March 15th. There's going to be live music there. That's a Thursday night starting at 5:30. Live music, and then at 7 o'clock, the movies will start up, including the one we just got through talking about with Corey, 100 Miles. Corey, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Also, thanks to Warrior Expeditions founder Sean Gobin for joining the Outdoor Guys, as well as Rick Winokur from Greenways for Mecklenburg. Remember, if you need a fly reel serviced, cleaned, and lubed up, $25 will cover it. Bring it on over to Jesse Brown's. Again, where those Fly Fishing Film Tour tickets are on sale. Thanks to TJ Boggs and Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty signing off for the three outdoor guys in here. Thank you for listening, and get up early take out your trash, and we'll see you next time right here on WBT.